Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the afternoon session of the Portland City Council for October 26th. Would you please call the roll?
Novick?
Here.
Fritz?
I'm here. As a point of personal privilege, I'd like to just point out and thank the operators of the cameras and the producer of the Portland Community Media for the way they covered this morning's testimony. When the person was showing, doing her own testimony, they were showing that the stuff that she was handing up, that was broadcast and as a measure of free speech. And when it was her turn was over and we were supposed to be concentrating on somebody else, the written papers were being handed back and forth, and the camera operators and the producers did a fantastic job of helping the viewers at home to concentrate on what was going on. So thank you, Portland Community Media.
Great. Nice work. Okay.
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Hales.
Here. Welcome, everybody. We have one item left over from this morning that we'll deal with briefly, and then we'll move on to the afternoon item. But first, I want to make a motion about a special procedural exception here, and that is I want to move to allow Sarah Anderson to participate by phone during today's council hearing. In consideration whether to allow a person to testify by phone, council should do so on a content-neutral basis considering the following circumstances. One, prior attempts at personal attendance at council meetings to provide testimony. Two, distance traveled or other evidence of good faith and significant in a significant undertaking. And three, extenuating circumstances that prevented attendance in person to provide testimony. Council, if they adopt this motion, will find that this person has traveled across the country, a trip of over 5 hours by plane, to attend a prior meeting. She was unable to attend the meeting, however, due to unforeseen circumstances beyond her control. Council canceled the meeting and reset it for 2 weeks later. Rescheduling travel to attend this meeting would impose an undue, unreasonable hardship due to significant costs of time and effort to travel back again. So I would move that we allow Sarah Anderson to participate on that basis.
Second.
Any discussion? Let's take a vote, please, on that motion.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish. Saltzman.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay, thank you very much. Now we have one item left over from this morning. We've conducted the hearing on 1190.